that Kimun in this world is what builds Olam Haba. That's the basic theme we've been dealing with.
Yeah.
I clarify this a bit deeper. Madur Naida Khashivas Koma Rubali Muna. Why is it that Muna is so choshuv? Achi Tachli Sakol, it's the purpose of everything. Vehim Ivir Lachai Netzach, and that's what brings you to eternal life. Imuna is not a external, superficial knowledge. It's not philosophical understanding about Judaism. Ela hi pnimis umashpia ala ma'amin dveikas v'keshim bo'yelam. Imuna is an internal manifestation that creates a cleaving and a relationship with the creator of the world.
So the more person is a ma'amin, so he's cleaving more to Hashem.
Therefore he has a higher level in the beginning of what's called Chai Olam Haba.
The more person strengthens and deepens and internalizes the middle of Imuna,
so too he cleaves more to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the extent that he cleaves to Hashem in this world. So there isn't really this world or the next world. This world is the next world. What you do here is Olam Haba. It's not a reward. You did a good thing here, you get there, they give you a lollipop. But you created the lollipop in this world. The relationship we have with Hashem in this world is the relationship we have with Him in the next world. So all you're doing here is creating Olam Haba. The Kach Kosev are going to be the guys in Chover Zatzal in the Oteira. Al Dova Kesha Hanavana Al Yedei Emuna Bein Adam Hashem Yisparot. This is what he says on this subject of the relationship of Hashem, of the relationship we have with Hashem that gets created by Emuna. I'm not claiming I'm going to understand what you read here. We'll read the words to understand what we can. Le'yachet Shmo Yisbarach V'kol Yoyim Pamayim. To be meyachet the name of Hashem every day, twice. Liyais mekashen apshei b'shol shoy b'etzem ayichud v'ua imuna. To tie one's nefesh b'shol shoy in the roots of his nefesh to the etzem yichud, that's imuna. U'kmo shayya gulus mitzrayim az leklal ha'imuna israelit. Gulus mitzrayim was the klal of imuna of Klal Yisrael, of the klal. Shaz bocha b'emu yisbarach liyais lem lelokim. Klal Yisrael chose Hashem to be their God. Kumo shenema b'reish pashas v'eira. Kumo kein hu b'kol adam b'prat b'kol yomam. So to every Jew in Prat, every day has the same opportunity. Al yedei kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. By a thing called kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. We're going to spend a lot of time in the state for learning about what's kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. Miskasha bo yisbarach v'yaitim b'misrayim mamash. He cleaves to Hashem and he mamash goes out of his mitzrayim. Therefore, a person has to mention Emuna. Because it's via that Emuna, that Kabbalah of the Shemaim, that we bind ourselves to Hashem. Kamo Shenema. Varasticha lo be'emuna. We said if they would put on tefillin. Yeah, we always tell about tshuva. We got something to Hashem. We want to know why do you put on tefillin. We tell him you're tying yourself to Hashem. It's a good pshat. The true pshat as well. Varasticha li be'emuna. I'm binding myself. I'm engaging myself. I'm binding a relationship between you and me. Be'emuna. Kamo sha'isha arusa alfa pisha dain lo nichnese l'rushus abal. An arusa, even though she hasn't gone out into the rishus of her husband, nevertheless, she's varastichali. Even though he's far away from her, Abba became kshurehibo. She's bound to him. If they want to separate, they need a get. She's meyuchet to him now already. Kainu v'schus imuna nitzor imboy. So in the schus imuna, I get bound to Hashem. So this guy's a cover, omok mod. But the relationship that we have with Hashem is a relationship of marriage.
Yes.
I'm not trying to say anything, I'm just trying to read what's written and translate it as best I can. I'm the Metargan. A couple of steps. We're in Golis. We're in our own personal Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim doesn't mean a place there on the mark. I mean it's that as well. We've got to get out of 6-year-old mode first of all. Mitzrayim means Mesa, means constricted consciousness. I'm a place of cutness. Yeah? I'm a little guy walking around in a little place called Mitzrayim. Don't think too much. Don't have any big vision. So make your bricks and go back to bed. Right? So we're trying to get out of Mitzrayim. We're trying to get out of this place called Meitzah. Mina Meitzah Karosiko. From a deep place of constriction, I call out to Hashem. Anani Bemerchav Ko. He answers me with breath. That's what the Shofar is. Yeah, what's the Shofar? Why don't we say Mina Meitzah when we blow Shofar? They're not just one of the symbols of a soul Shofar is. It's very small on one end and it's very broad on the other. It means I blow into a place of constriction. Anani, I get the cold Shofar comes from a place of Merchav. That's what a Shofar is. It's small on one end and then expands out. One of the symbologies of Shofar. I mean, I make the Karosiko. Anani, at the other end, the Merchav, it gives me breath. So I'm trying to get out of Mitzrayim. What he's suggesting here is the way we get out of Mitzrayim is by saying Shema twice a day, by being Miyachad Hashem, by Mekabeling Ol Malchus Shemayim twice a day, the same way as it was in the Schus of Imunah that the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, so too in the Schus of this Imunah, we get out of our own personal Mitzrayim on a day-to-day basis, obviously. That's what he suggested. Yeah. Pashtus. Those are the words. What that means, obviously, is doesn't mean you say Shema twice a day and suddenly you're in, Nirvana. You know, you're Adam Arishan before the Chet. No, it means each day you makabel amal shemaim. You say Shema. You meyachad Hashem. So you expand your consciousness a little bit more. You get out of your own personal time a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Until the final gola, whenever that'll be. Personal Mitzrayim is each person's own ordeal and struggle and fight with what's called Mitzrayim. With Paro.
What is your personal
Mitzrayim? My personal Mitzrayim? Thanks to you. What's your personal Mitzrayim? I don't know. You better find out. That's something you've got to discover for yourself. I don't know what you're going through. Each person has to discover what's holding him back. For that, from being great, Bishvilini Vrailam, from being an Adam Godel. Supposed to be great. Everybody wants to be great. Everyone has the ability to be great. In order to do this, if you want to know where to go to work this, you with me still? Yeah? In the Memches Dvorim, from in Mikne Torah, number 4, Bevinas Halei, there you have to go. If you don't do that, then none of this stops. If you don't know who you are, and you don't know what you are, and you don't know what your strengths are, your weaknesses, your pleasures, if you don't know all that, then none of this begins. You have to know yourself first. That's the beginning and end of it all. If you don't know yourself, then you don't know what your Mitzrayim is, you don't know what your struggles are, you don't know what your potential is, you don't know what your purpose is. What are you living for? You, not me. It says it in the singular. What's your chiyuv in your world? I can't tell you. It's not the same as mine. You have to discover that. If you don't discover that, you've discovered nothing. Clear? Everybody bored of hearing that yet? The side of the table? Somebody once asked the Kotzka, Rebbe, how do I find God? You know what he said to him? Who wants to know? Who's asking the question? You don't even know who's asking the question. You don't even know yourself. You've never introduced yourself to yourself. You've never met yourself. Just sit down and introduce yourself to yourself and get to know yourself. That's the beginning and end of everything. Bishvilini v'ra'ila ma'chavosa ba'alamoy. It's all about me at the end of the day. You have to discover that. That's why you came to Yeshiva, no? To find God? No. God you can find in the street even. Come to Yeshiva to find yourself.
That's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu did not bring God to the attention of the world's population. They knew about him already. There were plenty of people that knew that there was a monotheistic God before Avraham Avinu came into the world. Correct? Adam and Rishon taught Noah. Noah, Avraham Avinu met. Avraham Avinu learned Bashem Va'eva. There was Masushalach. There were plenty of him that knew that there was one God in the world that created the world. Yesh Mi'ay. Nimrod even knew it. Nimrod knew that there was one God in the world created the world. The Gemara, the Poshim says, Makir is Boire, the Moired Kenegdoi. He recognized his creator. Nimrod knew there was one God. So what did Avraham Avinu discover? Himself. And in discovering himself, he understood what Noah was doing wrong. He understood this Nakuda. Sadiq Be Monoscha Yichye, you can build a personal, intimate relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, give and take. It's not a one-way flow where you just do what the boss says. You can do chesed for Hashem. That's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu's life, so it's chesed Naboyeru, the Gemara says. He did chesed for Hashem. He did chesed for Hashem. Hashem was hungry, so I opened up a food kitchen, so Hashem had something to know. You have to understand what that means. But that's what Avraham Avinu discovered. He discovered that him and Hashem were the same thing. And therefore it was shaykh to have a relationship. Because Noah couldn't understand that, therefore he didn't try and build a relationship with Hashem, because it's not min b'minoy. Avraham Avinu discovered in himself Nishmas Elokim. And understood, if I have a chelek of Hashem, then that chelek of Hashem can kashet back to Hashem. That you have to discover in yourself, that you can't discover anywhere else. Tzaddik Bei Menos Chayichi, you have to first be a tzaddik and you have to find yourself. Who is all? Who is all of us? I am Hashem's only child. There is no one else in the world. This really Nivra Olam. I first have to discover that. Then I'll worry about the cloud. Of course it is. You're Hashem's only child and he's Hashem's only child and he's an Amma Shadiyah. How does that work? I don't know. Okay, let's go one step further. You're asking good questions today. One second. No, that's not the question. The next step is like this. The minute I discover my personal relationship with Hashem, yeah, and I recognize that everybody else around, yeah, has the same personal relationship with Hashem, then kicks in the mitzvah after Recha Kamoicho. Well, the emphasis that Rav Shimon Shkop says is on the Kamoicho. You can't be after Recha until you discover you. When you discover your unique relationship with Hashem, you understand how much you and Hashem love each other. You understand that he loves Hashem and Hashem loves him just as much as he loves me. How could you not love him? Because if you love Hashem, you want what Hashem wants, and you love what Hashem loves. When you discover how much Hashem loves you, you know that Hashem loves him just as much. You start loving him as much as Hashem loves him. That's why Avraham Avinu went out and was machriz. He tried to introduce the whole world to Hashem. Noach didn't. Noach was satisfied to give up his own life for Hashem. If that's what I have to do, I'll do it. No problem. Noach was ready to give up his life for Hashem. No sweat. Hashem says so, I'll do it. But he never went down trying to make of anybody else. You know why? Because he didn't understand how much Hashem loved him. Therefore, he couldn't understand how much Hashem loved everybody else. The Magid Mishnah in the Rambam there says the difference between Avraham Avinu and Noach was Avraham Avinu was machriz. Okay, why was he machriz and he wasn't? Because he understood Ava Rabba Ava Tanu. From understanding that, he was able to understand after Recha Kamoicho. No, if Hashem loves that kid, I better go out there and do what Why wouldn't I want to introduce the kid to his father? That's what Avraham Avinu did. Not because he was a failed Rosh Yeshiva and therefore he decided to do Kirub. That's not what it was. He loved Jews so much. How did he love Jews so much? Because he understood how much Hashem loved him. Got it? You have to get back to the Avraham Avinu mode. That's where you have to go. You have to discover the Avraham Avinu path. Okay? You can wake up, guys. They're sick of hearing this already. We have to go back telling people what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. You with me? They don't want to hear what I'm saying. So when I say it, they switch off. It's not what they want to hear, but it's what they need to hear. Everybody has to get back to being an Avraham Avinu. When you get back to being Avraham Avinu, it's a different world. You understand what I'm talking about? Go learn Avraham Avinu. Properly. Okay. Indian issue. Lefi yisod advarim she'emunah bo'in etakesh ezreges ha'ishim in ha'kosh bo'ch. According to this yisod, which we've seen, the Ramchal says it, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaakov says it, which Rabbi Yitzchak Isaakov, the Goyim says it. Everybody says this, by the way, and it's not a big chiddush. That it's the emunah that builds the kesh and the relationship with ha'kosh bo'ch. Muvan medua lo nimsoru dvarim muvarim umufartim benin ha'emunah v'bitochen. Ah, this answers a very powerful kasha. Why do we not see more explicitly written and spoken about one nice part of Munah and Betochen? We spoke about this a little bit the last time we met. Yeah? Everybody's got his own personal little Michtab on Betochen. Yeah? There's Rabbeinu Yoina, there's the Chovas HaLevavos, there's Rashi, there's the Chazanish, there's the Brisker Rav. Everybody's got his own shot in Betochen. What do you mean? There's no Betochen? Well, what happened here? Everyone's wearing different trillings these days? No, everything went to say Betochen. Betochen, everyone's got the same Betochen. No, everyone's got his own Betochen here. What's going on? Gedreya v'piru dar gosaya v'zoyt mishum shekol adam yeshu et ha'oifen ha'ish. You can't be a sheep in this business. That's because everybody has his own personal opportunity, the Yetziras Keshim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefim etzave evin yonoi, according to his personal situation. Ulechein lo niten lefaret es advarim leprate protim. And therefore you can't explain it down to the last detail any more than you can explain to a man how to get on with his wife. I give you basic klalim, yeah, which are unique to, which are not unique to everybody. But the exact relationship, how are you going to do that? Everybody's different. The relationship with your wife is not going to look like the next door neighbor's relationship. So you can't nefaret in detail how to build a relationship with your wife. That has to come from your own personal somewhere. The same with your relationship with Hashem. I'm going to build a relationship with Hashem very different to the way you build a relationship with Hashem. When I put on tefillin, it's not the same as you putting on tefillin. When I build my mic, it's not the same as yours. Whatever I'm doing, it's not the same. I'm not learning Gemara the same as you. I'm not understanding Pshat the same as you. I'm coming in it with my own unique personal me. And therefore the mitzvah of betochen is a very personal thing. So you can't nefaret it for me in every little zich and detail. You tell the guy, you've got to buy your wife flowers. Yeah? Okay. He discovers his wife's got hay fever. The worst thing in the world for her are flowers. But he buys her flowers every week because it says buy her flowers. Don't buy flowers is what you're supposed to give her. Get it? Don't buy your wife flowers if she's allergic to flowers. Yeah, but the chosen teacher said, you're about buying flowers. No. Find out what she likes. That's what the whole of Shana Rishon is about, is getting to know who this person is so you can know what to do. It's a big journey about discovering yourself as well. But you're building a new relationship that was never built before. The relationship you build with Hashem, no one else can build that relationship. And if you don't build it, it'll never get built. I don't care that there's 20 million Jews out there. And that's why. Let's go into the Madrich Chasonim here, if we still have, yeah, let's start at least. My favorite subject. Teach me afterwards, rather. Harei Madave, Hadave Marshal, La Hadrochas Chasonim. As we said, this is a marshal to teaching Chasonim. Shekadua Madrich Chasonim, Aini Yoichel Ahadrich Baisim Shel Mesiris Pratim Rabim Shel Anhoga Anoigim L'chai V'Beisa Al Kalosai. A Madrich Chasonim can't give the Chosin little pratty details on how to behave at home. Elo Moise Rak HaNesiyais Klaliyais V'Adrochas Klaliyais. You give them general principles, yeah? Don't slam the door in her face. Yeah, you know, that's like, you can give general principles, right?
Ki kol ish shreinim muzalato, but it should tell but sikhaya. Every woman is different in her emotions and her needs from every other woman. And every chosen is different. Vachrei, hachatun hatsari chabal yilmoid la'akir es harutzoin es harifi shel zugosay. After the wedding, you've got to learn to understand and know the sugya. Call his wife, ulatet lo kafi ma shehi tzricha. Give her what she needs. She might not need what the next door neighbor needs or what your sister needs or what somebody else needs. Im achosin yavi prachim lekalosay she'ein oev es prachim arei lo hild over. As I said, he's going to give her flowers and she's allergic to flowers. So what have you gained? Vim yegir siyu b'tchum hamitbach lemi she'lo oev es zois. What happens if you come to help your wife in the kitchen? Now, there's some cooks don't let anyone in the kitchen. There's some wives that love it when the husband comes in the kitchen and helps. There's some woman who walks in the kitchen that's like, ah! Like, how dare you invade my space? So you've got to learn that. You're not helping your wife in the kitchen if she doesn't want you there. Et cetera, et cetera. V'rei v'chach plisha l'misichoyoseya v'af ha'voros b'koret simua nimtza shehu makalkel v'lo masakem. He's destroying, he's not building. V'dayim ezeh la'avdil prati v'dagos ha'imunah mishtonis me'adam la'adam v'lo rak zois ela shegam etzel la'adam atzmoy ha'imunah hi dove ha'mitchadesh u'mishtane todi. Very important to remember that. That not only is each person's personal relation with Hashem and his emunah and b'tochen different to everybody else's, obviously in the general principles it's the same, but in the uniqueness that he is, it's going to be different. But in your own life it changes. Hashem doesn't let you stand still too long. We're going to go through 10 nisoinus, like Avraham Avinu did, right? You're going to the nisoin of Yeladim and the nisoin of Shalom Bayis and the nisoin of Panosa. You're going to go through the nisoin of the Akedah. Every Jew is going to go through in his own way the Shiroshim of the 10 nisoinus that Avraham Avinu went through. Avraham Avinu davened through it, by the way. The best brain, I'm sorry, Avraham Avinu davened that every one of his children should be zeichet to Olam Haba, having earned it, not got it on the schutz of Avraham. Therefore, he wanted every one of his children to go through the test he went through. He davened for it and Hashem agreed. Let's start with Mitzrayim, Hashem said. You're right, they all need the same test you got. I'm throwing them into Mitzrayim, let's start there. And slowly, 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 each Jew has to go out of, has to go through these Nisoinus. So it keeps changing. One's relationship with Hashem and the Imunah and the levels and the work keeps changing. It doesn't stand still. You can't live based on yesterday. Things in life keep changing. That's why you get a woman as a wife in order to help you build it. Because women don't stand still either. The minute you think you've understood it, it changes. The minute you've worked it out, it changes. Like love, like Hashem. The minute you get close to Hashem and you just think you're about to grasp, he moves. It's a bit like a father teaching his child to walk. And you put him about a meter away from you, you hold out your hands and you say, come. As the kid gets close enough to you to grab hold of your hands, what do? You take 2 steps back. Why? Because you want to be cruel, yeah? No, I'm trying to teach him how to walk. You don't teach him how to walk by hugging him, you teach him how to walk by keep taking steps back. So keep changing. Let's just finish this paragraph and it's going to learn some Musa. Kol dvarim shekol echad tzarich livnois esuras hakesh ha'ashi shelo iboyer ha'ilam lefi ha'rayoin ha'klali shel yisrael ha'imuna aba b'kluf la'kol koiches nafshek frati matzavoy. Oh, very good. Each person has to build his imuna and betochen, his relationship with Hashem, according to the basic klalim and yisrael of what's imuna and betochen, but only filtered through his recognition of his own koiches nafshek frati matzavoy. Only filtering that through his own understanding of who he is. You can't build a relationship with Hashem based on the Kalim and the Yesodis. That's the start. But now you have to plug that into your unique situation and adapt it. To be continued.